This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast! Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And you guys already getting involved on the text line, 713-572-4610. Would you trade Yordan in order to acquire Paul Skeens? That is the question that I threw out there. And maybe it wasn't as difficult of a question as I originally thought. Because, as I said, already getting involved and on multiple platforms, you guys are like, yes! Paul Skeens, obviously the phenomenal pitcher that's going in Pittsburgh. And, I mean, sub-2 ERA. Looks like he's trying to do that for the second straight season, which I think he'd be the first one to do it. Have two sub-2 ERAs in a couple of seasons before he turned 23 ever. Like, that's what we're talking about from that type of player. But this was a question that was asked of us yesterday on the text line. And I found it's really interesting because underneath it feels like a kind of doneness with Yordan Alvarez, yet another season in which he's hurt and not available to you, even though he's supposed to be one of the rocks in your lineup. And so, Lopez, what are your underlying feelings with just the thought of trading Yordan, especially if it's could bring back somebody like a Paul Skeens?
I don't think it's that easy. But you're right. The text board and Twitch and YouTube is like a no-brainer, you know, Yordan for Skeens. For Skeens, absolutely. Yes, I would, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's a little bit of recency
bias. No-brainer.
And I don't think that would be a deal that would go straight one for one in that instance either.
Because of the control of Skeens?
Yeah. Because you got way more control on Skeens.
Not way more, actually.
Yeah. For a cheaper price?
Possibly a cheaper price. The thing about it is that he has a pre-arbitration year next year. Or no, I think this year is his pre-arbitration year. Let me pull it up once more in front of me. But then he has arbitration years. And in theory, you go, yeah, arbitration years are going to be easier. However, he has demonstrated himself to be such a good pitcher that when you go to that arbitrator, I imagine Paul Skeens going there with a big number. And I imagine as a team, you probably need to go in there with a decently big number if you plan on winning or trying to win that arbitration. So, he has control, but I think those arbitration years, the number is still going to be pretty big on him.
I think I'll side a little more with Figgy on
that. That's still more control.
Yes, the numbers is bigger, but it's not the monstrous multi-year, multi-hundred-million-dollar contract. But that's neither here nor there. It's just relatively adjacent to this. I think there's some recency bias, Yordan recency bias here. Oh, the guy's always injured, and you know, look, he has been injured a lot. And he's not playing this year. Are you forgetting that, you know, what this guy does at the plate? I get pitching wins. Skeens is next level. Yordan is next level. Yordan just flat out, I was sitting in the outfield when he hit that home run in the 2022 World Series and pretty much clinched everything. And this guy is amazing. I don't think it's that close. I would have to think twice about it at this point, depending on how you feel about your pitching. I don't know about you on this.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's interesting to me because I understand where we are with the Astros and their pitching, right? They've got a lot of dudes who in theory can do the job, but none of them show them up to work because of injuries. And Paul Skenes is a top of the rotation guy, top of the league guy when it comes to pitching. So don't get me wrong here, but another portion of this that I think we have to consider is, where are your bats if you're starting to excavate even further from one of the dudes supposed to be foundational? Now, a fair retort would be, where is that bat right now? We're talking about a question that is reasonably thrown up there. I think Chandler Roman, one of his latest dispatches, talked about it. Is he even going to be back for the rest of the remainder of the season? Like, when, if at all, does he return? So, yeah, that also hurts you, but that's a guy that's still feared amongst the league. I mean, we were talking about, what was it, a player poll that happened this season where he's still getting love as he's not actually playing because he you know, puts fear into the heart of pitchers in that way. So that was the reason why I brought it up. But I'm intrigued to see how many Astros fans are in a place where I'm just done with him because I can't depend on him being out there, even though when he's out there, he is a monster.
The other part of this is not just what would you do, what would the Astros do? And as much as I would give a lot of thought to anything along those lines and maybe even side toward keeping Yordan, I think the Astros would jump at it. The Astros would jump at that control, even if the arbitration number is pretty big. Because keep in mind, we don't know what Fromber's going to be doing.
That's a good point.
We don't know if they're not going to probably want to pay Fromber. So if you could trade Yordan, reset, and you have Hunter Brown and Skenes, I mean, the Astros would jump at it. Okay. I don't know if I would, but I think the Astros would jump at it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Do you at all factor in this question that comes in? And I already feel bad bringing it up. I feel like you know where I'm going to go. As soon as Paul Skenes gets here, they say from the...
Oh, Lord, I do.
A little TJ? They mentioned TJ?
They didn't mention it explicitly, but that was the idea. That's the idea. From the 832, Yordan won't be a Hall of Famer. Skenes will. Rocky on the YouTube, please. It is that easy. Yordan has never seen a season like Judge, like Cal Raleigh, like Soto. He's just a good hitter, well above average, no superstar. Lopez stuck on what he's done in the past.
See, Do you know what he's done in the past?
See, like the last part he said, I kind of disagree with that. I think the issue is his injuries. Like, can he give us a full season?
Yeah.
Or a couple full seasons, man?
Yeah.
That's my only question. I feel like we're going to have that conversation at some point. Like, can we get a healthy Yordan all year?
No. I look, the fact that we can even kick this around is interesting to me. But, you know, this guy has been just freaking outstanding, especially in the postseason. I mean, just year after year after year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Now, of course, an additional like wrinkle in this question is that it would not be a one-for-one. It would have to be, you'd have to give up more. And again, I think that the bidding for the Paul Skenes, you know, that's going to be really, really tough to win. But I think also the reason why this, I guess, got stuck up in my head is that what else are you also pairing with Yordan? And then what does that leave for you to cobble together a lineup? Because this lineup, as of right now, they are doing this by just real timely and clutch hitting, but not necessarily great hitting.
Yeah.
And so if you take Yordan out, not just obviously this year he's taken himself out with injury, but over the next few years, the possibility of him, where do you also replenish that with? Is that, do you have the young guys to then say, well, okay, we're going to get more, more hitters that slide into this lineup? Because this team wants to continue to be in contention. And if you have Paul Skenes, that's what you would want to do as well.
Well, sure. And Paul Skenes and Hunter Brown would be just outstanding. But there is an argument to be made when healthy. And again, I know, I get it. It's not a good time to be bragging about Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, right? It makes it very tough.
This is bad timing, all right? Yeah. But there is an argument that has been made the last couple of years that Yordan Alvarez is one of, if not the most dangerous hitter in baseball. Flat out.
100%.
Flat out. The most dangerous hitter in baseball, you know, maybe top three, maybe top five. He's in the conversation. You want that on your team. You absolutely want that on your team because of his clutchness as well. So it's interesting.
713, Alvarez was stinking before he went on the injured list. Is that who he is, or is
he was injured
prior
already.
Seasons?
My view.
That's and
not my view.
I think the other thing to look at too is we've seen the injuries issues the Astros had this year.
Mm-hmm.
Is he gonna go somewhere else and not and really be that Yordan that never really go through the injuries type thing?
I hadn't even thought about that.
That would hurt, man.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
he finally played 162. Yeah. I know people don't play
58 or whatever.
He don't miss time for injuries.
Mm-hmm. Again, the argument has been made he's the most dangerous hitter in baseball, and you just want to automatically think it's a no-brainer. I don't.
Yeah, no, that's I will probably. I wouldn't be surprised if I decide to do the deal if that was me, but I would have to really think about this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sit in a limousine. I say it that way. I would be like, 100%. I had to really consider this.
Yeah. No, fair enough. It just feels like Yordan is supposed to be foundational what this team is doing right now. And again, I think the Skenes is probably the one that makes it go, I definitely want that particular guy. But just, I wanted to get to the underlying feeling of how people feel about Yordan right now. Would you want to move on from a dude who is, 27?
Yeah.
Or 28, rather?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he's had injury issues, but has been that dominant hitter. Like, are people willing to get out of the Yordan?
Sounds like it.
And I'm kind of a little bit interested in how much people feel this. But it seems like there's more people coming in on the back end of this for saying no. From the 713, not even a discussion. At this point in his career, Yordan is not tradable.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 28-year-old masher, and when he is healthy, which again is a big caveat, he is very, very dangerous. I don't know. I found that to be interesting as we end up headed into the second half of the season. Chandler Romine, who I mentioned earlier, he kind of put out his second half storylines to watch. And another thing that he brings up is, again, headed to the trade deadline. Do you prioritize pitching or a left-handed bat during the trade deadline?
For now. Now with the Astros.
Yes, now with the Astros.
Oh, pitching. Pitching. I don't know what the confidence level is with you guys, but I'm losing confidence in McCullers fast. And then beyond that, you know, we've talked that they've had their moments, but they've also had some bad moments.
Yeah. Because right now, is it fair to say they have two?
That's more than fair.
Yeah, okay. Two that you have confidence in. Yeah. Hunter Brown and then Framber Valdez.
That ain't enough.
Yeah.
It definitely isn't enough. But again, I can't stop myself from looking at Spencer Urgetti, who, you know, freak hand injury.
Bless your heart.
I know.
Oh, you think he's coming back this year?
How about Luis Garcia?
I mean,
bless your heart.
Hey, don't forget about Christian Javier.
How about Javier?
I'm not certain, but I gotta be able to get one out of those, right?
JP France.
That one I'm not so certain.
All right,
about.
He's back. He's back. But in all honesty, if I'm being honest, famous last words. I've been burned so many times. I actually do think Luis Garcia is going to come.
Nah, I do not.
You
there
don't?
You go.
I actually do.
I actually have to see maybe two or three starts in the big leagues for me to be like, okay, I think he's back now.
I'm such a sucker. I actually do think he's going to come back.
Man.
I mean, but if
bless my heart,
setback coming soon.
Yeah.
I don't like how right you keep being about this. That's the part that really hurts me. We'll see what the Astros look like when they return to action tomorrow against the Mariners. A big three-game set to start off the second half of the season. I believe Brandon Walter will be on the mound mm-hmm. for you going there. And again, that points to what you're talking about. The pitching is going to be a place to watch throughout the second half.
Brandon Walter and then McCullers.
And then McCullers, yeah. And another data point to tell us, you know, whether he also just needed
when we get back to Hunter Brown. Crossed. Hey, we need to get back to Hunter Brown
crossed.
From
it. Yeah, yeah.
And shout out to Ron Hughley saying trading Yordan for the Astros is an insane thought. No chance for this team. We'll talk to him a little bit later once mm-hmm. we get close to that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including let's salute a former Texan who we learned passed today. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.